Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
What if I told you that you can increase your sexual performance, the quality of your sex, right in your refrigerator? Yes! Science has shown us that good nutrition can increase sexual performance. Joining me today is Diana Ramos, registered dietitian, and after this, the person that's going to help us increase our sexual performance. Diana, how are you today?
I am great. I'm doing great. Thank you, Jay. How are you?
I'm great. How did you like that intro?
Awesome. We're going to have fun today.
Yes, we are. So, Diana, a lot of people, when they think about sexual performance or the quality of sex lives, we don't think about food. And what I'm getting at, I really want to have fun with this subject, but I want to be serious about it at the same point, is that what you eat can create a lot of stress and havoc in your body. And that can decrease the intimacy with your partner. And why does that? I'm going to go right into that first question. Why is good nutrition so important, so imperative to sexual performance?
It is. It is very, very important. It's not the only thing, but it is very, very important. And you can definitely go either, you can have a really good sex performance if you're eating well, if you're having your fruits, your vegetables. There's key vitamins such as vitamin C, folic acid, omega-3s, that can really improve your sex drive and your sexual performance.
Yeah, and people don't realize that. When we think about sexual performance, and I said this, you know, as much fun we're going to have with this subject, it is a serious subject, because if you think about it, you come home, you're tired, but you want to be intimate with your partner. That could be the tiredness and the fatigue levels could be a direct correlation to what you're eating or not eating. Are you hydrating yourself enough? Are you having too
right.
much of a simple carb diet? Are you ingesting too many sugars? Now, in your mm-hmm. practice, do you see a lot of people that are coming to you or have problems with fatigue and even, in a sense, with sexual performance?
Not necessarily directly with sexual performance, but a lot of clients do come here because they want to feel better, feel more confident, feel healthier, have more energy. And that can really, really relate to their sexual performance or even their partners, to feel good about themselves. You know, sexual performance can be related to how good you feel about in your body, with yourself. And nutrition can provide a little bit of help with that.
It is true. And you know, going along this, it's like the magic does happen in the refrigerator. The magic does happen with what you eat. And we don't think about that. When we think about, you know, sex and being intimate with our partner, we think so much about that time, the minute, the right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you see so many commercials that help with sexual performance, to enhance the quality of the intimate time that you're having with your partner. But they forget about, are you getting enough, as I said, nutrition? Are you getting the proper nutrition? Are you getting
right.
enough sleep? Now, in terms of nutrition, vitamin E has been shown to help a lot with sexual performance. What are some foods, what are some things that we can implement or add into our diet in terms that really help us with vitamin E, and why is that?
Yeah, I mean, it has been found vitamin E is, it's been considered the sex vitamin. I don't want to bring too much attention just to one vitamin, but definitely has been shown to increases the blood flow and oxygen to key organs. And it is key in the production of sex hormones and increased vitality. But you can do so with a lot of other nutrients that our body really needs for that sex performance. So vitamin E and all these good nuts can be found in walnuts, salmon, a lot of vegetables, green leafy like spinach, asparagus.
So we're going to right now increase right at the nutritional stores all the purchases right now in vitamin E, and people are going to order a lot more salmon. So when we talk about nutrition, people think, oh, it's all about food, but nutrition for your heart, nutrition for your bones, nutrition for your circulation, I think of nutrition in that sense as being exercise. How can exercise, or do you even feel that exercise can help with vitality and sexual performance and the quality of the sex?
Absolutely. I mean, just in itself, sex is very active. So you do need a lot of strength and stamina for that. But so if you have it with physical activity, if you're physically fit in that sense, you can probably have more stamina. So exercise can really help you with that area. And not only that, but also I practice yoga, and I usually encourage, but particularly I encourage my patients to practice any physical activity. But yoga, I found that it's really helpful in that sense, and in our topic today with sexuality, is because yoga helps you become more familiar with your body, become more intuitive to your body, and notice the things that make you feel good, and really become in tune with it. And that can really translate into that intimate moment. And yeah, not only that, but also it helps you to relax a little bit more. After a good exercise of yoga, when you're increasing your heart rate, when you're doing all those poses, and then at the end of that yoga practice, you lay down in corpse pose and you absorb all of that, you can really increase that relaxation state of mind. So it can really translate to that moment of intimacy and really be fully present in that moment, which a lot of women, I think, women tend to be at too many places at the same time. They can't relax and they can't be at that moment.
No, it is very important. And the importance of relaxation, letting go, and not bringing that stress into the intimate situation with your partner. And then also, too, Diana, you know, couples yoga, walking together, mm-hmm. going for a run together. They've not only shown that you'll say it's more of a, have a sustainable outcome on healthy. It's over 30% people who work out actually increase their chance of accomplishing their goal. But just in a sense, that balance and having your partner cheer yourself on and cheer you on, it's going to help translate to better quality, better intimacy, and in a sense, more in this enjoying yourself. And people forget about that. We put so much stress in that one moment, and it has to be now. But in essence, as we're talking, people are understanding that sex is not just about that one time. It's about food, it's about proper sleep, and it's about exercise. Now, along those lines, I've also mentioned sleep. How does we're all sleep deprived. It's rampant across America. How much does sleep affect or have an adverse effect on our sexual performance?
A great impact. And it goes back to, again, being able to restore, having that enough restorative time for your body after that constant stress or stressful life that we live in. So I think it's really, really key to have enough sleep.
Yeah. So I'm going to go down a list for us and for our listeners. So we're looking for, to really depend upon good nutrition, really to find an outlet. Couples yoga, walking, going for a run with your partner, really focusing on foods that we said, like the salmon and foods that are rich in vitamin E. Also, too, watch out for your inabilities in your performance because of your lack of sleep. Are there any last things that you feel about this topic can help our listeners, in a sense, to improve the quality of their sex life?
As a practitioner, I like to take the whole issue as a whole. You know, overall wellness have a great impact in our sex life. So, you know, feeling good, being physically active, mentally, emotionally, being good, communication, just everything has a role in it. So just taking the person as a whole and feeling good and well.
Diana, I like that we've taken this serious subject, made it fun, made it playful, because that's all it is. It's really having a playful time and a fun time with your partner. Where can people find out more about you?
They can follow me on Facebook at Diana's Nutrition and Wellness Tips. And they can also find me on my website, ForestHillsWellness.com.
Diana, thank you so much for joining us today. To learn more about simple ways to enhance your sexual performance, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here at Radio MD. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.